This week, millions of people will celebrate Kwanzaa. For many African Americans, this holiday, created in the 1960s, is a chance to celebrate their African roots. But Ghanaian-born commentator Mary Donkwa says for her, Kwanzaa stirs up a different kind of memory, as we hear in this holiday rebroadcast.
It was the winter of 1974. My family had recently immigrated from Ghana and settled in a small, quiet suburb just outside of Washington, D.C. It was not a particularly diverse school, but my second-grade classroom was the picture of multicultural pride. Our teacher, Ms. Harvey, decided that the holiday season would be the perfect time to put our ethnic differences on display. The Native American girl was to write a report on the origins of Thanksgiving. One of the Jewish boys was to do the same with Hanukkah. And a few more students were chosen to write about the various legends and symbols associated with Christmas. Just as the rest of us who were not saddled with an assignment started to exhale, Ms. Harvey added, "We're not done yet. Apparently, there's a new holiday that's being observed these days by lots of black families." She held up an index card which had a single word on it that was written in thick black magic marker ink. "Kwanzaa," she said. "It's an African celebration." Suddenly, all eyes turned to me. My heart was racing. I could feel the sweat beads forming on my temples. I'd never heard of Kwanzaa before that day, before that moment. But being the only native-born African in the group, I knew that the task would inevitably fall to me. Sure enough, Miss Harvey walked up to my desk and handed me the card. I was too scared to object. Later that night, I begged my mother to tell me everything she knew about Kwanzaa. "About what?" she asked. "Is that something Japanese? Go back and tell your teacher that Africa is a huge continent and that your family doesn't know anything about what's that called again?" I could tell that she was serious. "I can't," I cried. "Then they're all going to think that I'm not a real African." "Oh, that's ridiculous," my mother laughed, but she agreed to help me get to the bottom of this whole Kwanzaa business anyway. We went to the library and searched the encyclopedias. It was just a mere 8 years after Dr. Ron Karenga had created the celebration, so we found absolutely nothing in those outdated texts. My mother then started phoning her friends, other Ghanaian immigrants, but they were all as clueless as we were. When my father got home, we enlisted his help. "It sounds like it could be an East African word," he suggested. My mother then phoned a Tanzanian friend who confirmed that Kwanzaa was a Kiswahili word, but informed us that the celebration was not African, but rather the invention of a black American scholar. Armed with that knowledge, my mother then phoned each of her black American friends until she found one who not only knew of the holiday, but also had literature that detailed information about the purpose and the practice of Kwanzaa, including the seven principles that are observed during the week-long celebration. Umoja, Kujichagulia, Ujima, Ujamaa, Nia, Kuumba, and Imani. I was able to write the paper, and with the help of our Tanzanian friend, I learned how to properly pronounce the Kiswahili words and ultimately gave a confident presentation to the school. Nearly 30 years have passed since that incident. Kwanzaa has now become a very visible and widespread celebration. For many, it is used as a time to honor and remember their African roots. For me, Kwanzaa is definitely a reminder of my beginnings. My American beginnings, that is.
Mary Donkwa is a writer living in Accra, Ghana. This is NPR News.